I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Ari Shapiro is known to KLCC listeners as a host of NPR's All Things Considered and as a reporter who's filed compelling stories from across the globe. He's also an accomplished vocalist who's toured the world with Portland's Pink Martini and contributed to four of their albums. Now he's stepping out with his one-man performance Homeward, which brings songs and stories of upheaval, patriotism, and hope to the Halt Center's Soaring Theater on Tuesday, November 14th. Thanks for your time today, Ari.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric. I'm excited to come to Eugene.
Well, in your experience, does Homeward have different meanings across the globe?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the reasons that I wanted to give the name Homeward to the show was that this sense of home is something that's so universal to people no matter where they are. And so often we hear about people who live thousands of miles away on the other side of the world, and we think that their experiences have so little to do with our own day-to-day life that it can be difficult to relate to them. And in the time that I have spent overseas as a journalist, reporting on some of these stories and meeting some of these people, the commonality is what has really struck me again and again and again. And so that's one of the themes that I try to tease out in this show. And so the word the name Homeward just sort of felt appropriate.
How has music served as a human link in all those conflict zones that you've covered?
Well, that was one of the things that I was thinking about as I was putting this show together, is that I was trying to figure out what I wanted to say, what the reason for doing this show was. And I realized that in all of the stories that I've covered over all of the years, in all of these different countries, there's always been a soundtrack. There has always been music of some sort. And so I reached out to people who I met who had, you know, marched in Kiev, Ukraine during the revolution. And I said, what were people singing when they marched? And I got in touch with Syrian refugees who I had met as they were preparing to cross the Mediterranean in these crowded rafts. And I said, what did people have in their earbuds? And so then I got all of these different songs from all over the world that sort of related to the stories that I had experienced. And then I found people to teach me how to pronounce these song lyrics that were in Arabic and Kurdish and Ukrainian and Scots Gaelic and all of these other languages, and sort of strung them together to create this piece that I'm bringing to Eugene.
How did it change your perceptions of the conflicts and of the people involved in those conflicts to learn it from a musical perspective?
There's something about music that kind of cuts through our preconceived notions about people and accesses emotions a little bit more directly. Honestly, I feel the same way about radio journalism, that more than other forms of journalism, when you're listening to the radio, especially earbuds, it's, as my colleague Kelly McEver says, it's right next to your brain, and it manages to kind of bypass many of the stereotypes and preconceived notions that we so often bring to the table. And I think music does that too. And so we've all heard stories about wars and revolutions. We've all read histories. We've all seen the news. But somehow hearing the music that comes from those places that is personally relevant to the people going through those things, I think makes it a little more relatable. Because even if we don't understand the words and what the lyrics mean, there's something universal about music that everybody can connect with.
Give me a few examples of the songs that have ended up being a part of Homeward.
Well, so for example, I mentioned Ukraine. There is a song that a friend of mine, somebody who I met who was a Ukrainian journalist, he pointed me to. And the song is called Plivakacha. And it describes a conversation between a mother and her son. And this was a 19th century folk song, so it's been around for a long time. And in the song, the son says, Mama dearest, mamko bude is the phrase in Ukrainian. What will happen to me if I die in a foreign land? And then the mother responds, then strangers will bury you, my son. So this is a song that's been in the Ukrainian culture for a very long time. But after the revolution in the Maidan, the main square in Kiev, when armed gunmen opened fire from the roof of the Hotel Ukraina, which overlooks the Maidan, the square, killing unarmed innocent protesters who were in the square below, when people were buried, that song, Plivakacha, was the song that people sang, the song that was played. And so it became, if not a national anthem, then something similar that has such a strong meaning for Ukrainian people. But when you hear the song, it is a beautiful melody that I think affects people hearing it, whether or not they know anything about what happened in Kiev, whether or not they understand the words in Ukrainian.
What kind of a narrative thread do you build in Homeward to link all these songs together?
Well, so the question that I kind of started off wanting to explore is, how do we as humans who go through difficult things get through the things that we have to get through? And everybody experiences adversity and tragedy and trauma to some extent. That is the fabric of daily life. And I think when we are going through it individually in contemporary 21st century America, it can be hard to find lessons in other people who have gone through other tragedies. And in fact, wars and revolutions seem so different from anything that we experience. You know, in the U.S., we have this great good fortune that there has not been a war fought on U.S. soil in more than 150 years. And so those experiences don't necessarily seem relatable to us. But as I was thinking about this question of how you get through the difficult things you have to get through, I realized all these people that I've met in Iraq, in Turkey, in Ukraine, in all of these other places have had to get through adversity in the same way that every person I know here in the United States has had to get through adversity. It's just a very different kind of adversity when you're talking about civil war. But the underlying questions of how you get through difficult things, these are questions that humans manage to answer in the same way. And of course, music is one answer, but there are lots of other answers as well. And so I was trying to use music and use these stories and use the experiences that I've had to tease out these larger lessons, these questions in this theme of how you overcome the things that everybody has to figure out how to overcome, how to deal with, how to get through.
You've also toured the world with Pink Martini, one of Oregon's most popular bands here. How has that experience helped you create Homeward?
Oh, it's such a direct connection. I did music and did theater when I was a kid in Portland, and I did it in college, and then I kind of gave that up to do journalism. And it wasn't until years later that I started performing with Pink Martini, thinking it would sort of be a one-off thing that I did on a whim. And now I've been doing that for almost 10 years. And so I get to travel the world with them, sing in a lot of different languages, and connect with audiences that are very different from us. And, you know, we have just been performing in Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center with the National Symphony. And to stand in front of an audience in the capital of the United States of America and sing songs in Turkish and Arabic and Farsi and Armenian and have people dancing to them and have people doing a conga line through the Kennedy Center is actually the exact same, not the exact same, but a very similar experience to being in Beit Hadin Palace just outside of Beirut in Lebanon and singing songs in English and French and Spanish and Italian and watching people do a conga line. And you realize that people relate to the experience of hearing this wonderful music in the same way, no matter where in the world they are. And it's been an incredible privilege to literally perform with Pink Martini, not just all over the United States, but all over the world, in Europe, in North Africa, in the Middle East. And you see audiences respond in the exact same way. And that definitely informs what I'm doing in Homeward in terms of the universality of human experience and the way we all relate to music.
There's a misperception oftentimes in America that we can only be really good at one thing. Witness how difficult it was for Joni Mitchell to be taken seriously as a painter. So as an all things considered host and as a vocalist, have you come up against that?
I was afraid of that when I started off. I was a little bit worried when I began singing with Pink Martini that either the singing would kind of be like a gimmicky joke, like, oh, it's a journalist singing, or that it would somehow undermine the journalism, that people would think, I can't take him seriously as a news reporter. He sings with a band. And I guess all I can say is I've sort of taken it step by step and been happily surprised that, at least as far as I can tell, that hasn't been the case. Now, it may be that people listening to the radio silently judge me for singing with a band. But if they do, I'm fortunate that they're doing it silently, so it doesn't get back to me. And instead, I really think that each experience has informed and enriched the other. And there may be people who hear me on NPR and discover Pink Martini. And there may be people who go to a Pink Martini show and decide to start listening to NPR. For me personally, being able to do both of them allows me to kind of reset the clock, refresh my brain, and come back into each one of them with more enthusiasm than if I were just doing one thing constantly nonstop.
Where is Homeward from here in your own life?
Well, it's funny. I was recently thinking that I always think of Oregon as home. It's where I grew up. It's where I went to high school. My parents still live in Portland. But I've now lived in Washington, D.C. for longer than I ever lived in Portland. So I think, you know, the word homeward is a little bit more amorphous than the word home. We think of home as a specific location, but we think of homeward as a direction that we're moving. And I like the idea of moving homeward as a constant journey rather than sitting in one place, which we think of as home.
Well, we're very grateful that you will bring your journey to us here in Eugene. We're looking forward to hosting you.
I am so excited to bring this show to Oregon. You know, I've done it in Washington, D.C. and New York, and those are the only places so far. And it's not by accident that I chose to bring it next to Portland, because it really does feel like bringing it back home.
Well, thank you again for taking a few minutes with me here today.
It's been great talking to you. Thanks so much, Eric.
Ari Shapiro, whose one-man show Homeward brings songs of upheaval, patriotism, and hope to the Holt Center's Soaring Theater in Eugene on Tuesday, November 14th at 7:30 p.m. He can also be heard as a host on NPR's All Things Considered, which runs each weekday from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. on KLCC. For Homeward tickets and information, haltcenter.org, and for an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.